Thanks for tuning into Dakulo Wire. You probably own your electric company. Here's what that actually means. Many Dakulo households are served by an electric cooperative rather than a conventional utility, and many others are served by Georgia Power. The difference has real consequences, and almost nobody uses the rights that come with it. There's a meaningful difference between being a customer and being a member, and most people served by a co-op never notice which one they are. In Dakulo, it matters more than usual, because the city is split. Jackson EMC serves some addresses and Georgia Power serves others. Depending on which side of the territory line your house sits on, you are either a part owner of your utility or a customer of one. Three kinds of electric utility. Under Georgia's territorial system, your address is assigned to one of three types. Investor-owned utility, Georgia Power is the example. It has shareholders, and its rates are set through the Georgia Public Service Commission, an elected five-member body that holds public rate cases. Electric Membership Corporation, EMC, a not-for-profit cooperative owned by the people it serves. Georgia's EMCs are allocated 71% of the state's land area. Jackson EMC and Walton EMC both operate in Gwinnett County. Municipal system, a city-owned utility. What member-owned actually gets you? A share of the margins. A cooperative isn't structured to generate profit for outside shareholders. When revenue exceeds costs, a portion is returned to members. Jackson EMC calls these member refunds and distributes them annually. An investor-owned utility sends that money to shareholders instead. A vote. Members elect the board that governs the cooperative. That board sets rates and sets policy. A meeting. Cooperatives hold annual meetings open to members. No PSC rate case. This is the trade-off, and it cuts both ways. Because members own the cooperative, EMC rates are not set through Public Service Commission rate proceedings the way Georgia Power's are. If you disagree with a rate change, there is no regulatory hearing to intervene in, your recourse is the board election. Whether that's better or worse depends on your view. It removes a layer of bureaucracy and keeps decisions local. It also removes an outside referee and puts the burden on members to pay attention. Why co-ops exist at all? Georgia's EMCs weren't created to compete. They were created because for-profit utilities wouldn't serve rural areas, the population was too sparse to justify the line construction. Jackson EMC was chartered in 1938 under Franklin Roosevelt's Rural Electrification Administration, part of the New Deal, specifically to serve areas of northeast Georgia that investor-owned and municipal utilities had skipped. Dakulo was exactly that kind of place, a small railroad town surrounded by farmland. The co-op exists because Dakulo and towns like it organized to build what nobody would build for them. The irony is that many of those once rural territories are now among Georgia's fastest-growing suburbs. The co-op that wired the farms now serves subdivisions. Operation Roundup. One cooperative feature with no real corporate equivalent, Operation Roundup, in which members round their monthly bill up to the next whole dollar. The difference, pocket change per household, funds a charitable foundation. At Jackson EMC, more than 224,000 members participate, and the resulting Jackson EMC Foundation makes grants across the cooperative's 10 counties, including to Dakulo-based organizations. Applicants don't have to be members. It's a small amount per person that becomes substantial in aggregate, and members can opt out. What to actually do with this? If you're served by an EMC, three things are worth doing once. Confirm you're on the membership rolls and that your contact information is current, refunds and notices depend on it. Find out when the annual meeting and board election happen. You're an owner, owner's vote. Decide about Operation Roundup. It's opt-in or opt-out depending on the cooperative, and it's your money either way. And if Georgia Power serves you. If your Dakulo address falls in Georgia Power territory rather than a co-op's, the accountability path is different, rate cases before the Georgia Public Service Commission are public, and the commissioners are elected statewide. Filings, hearings, and comment opportunities are posted through the PSC. Either way, the first step is knowing which one you have, and that's determined entirely by your address. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeCoolaWire.com.